French-language music took center stage during Paris 2024, with giant karaoke, star-studded ceremonies, and a medley of styles and sounds.
The repercussions have been incredible. I think the foreign press appreciated the diversity. It's cool to sing in French. I think France has realized it has this national heritage now.
Boosted by TV series, social media and streaming online, with a 30% increase in French music exports, Francophone songs are on a roll.
There are more than 100 million Spotify users who listened to French-speaking content the past 12 months.
But can it keep up the momentum? And what does it mean for the French language? After a marathon of sporting events over the past few weeks, these musicians are fine-tuning their finale. A giant concert at the Arc de Triomphe. One last thank you to France's sporting champions. And the final hurrah from one person in particular, Victor Leman. The creator of the now iconic Olympic anthem parade. And the brains behind the music of the Olympic and Paralympic ceremonies. Today marks the end of 2 years of hard work. He carefully curated an Olympic soundtrack that showcased the French language with artists from all genres from across the globe. Amongst them, Céline Dion, Gojira, and Aya Nakamura. As the most listened to French language artist in the world, she made waves on and offline with her modern twist on classic Aznavour lyrics.
Aya represents a modern open-mindedness, the fact she's a woman, a Franco-Malian woman, and with her language she creates a French language made from her experiences and these influences. That's why we wanted to work with her. She reinvents the French language. It's really interesting because her French language englobes where she is from and who she is.
Not only did these artists get a huge boost in streaming after the ceremonies, but so did the French language, a language that might not be the first choice for some artists.
The French language is harder to make sound with than English because there are fewer what I'd call chewing gum sounds. The language is less flexible. There are more air sounds. It's a bit rougher, a bit harder. That doesn't mean it's less musical. It's just a different way of working that's exciting.
Interest in French language music is not just an Olympic trend. Spotify has recorded a 94% increase in its streaming over the past 5 years. And more than 39 million users across the world added French language tunes to their playlist the past 12 months.
It's a trend that we are seeing throughout the world with the arrival of streaming and Spotify. English-speaking content is losing market share. It's not that there is less Anglophone content, it's just that other language content and songs are gaining ground. And French is part of this phenomenon, as we have artists as diverse as Indila, Stomae, or the Cowboy Flingant, who come from Quebec, who people listen to throughout the globe, and more. An artist like Isolde, for example, a French-speaking French artist, made it to the top 200 Billboard in the US, and that hasn't happened since Jane Birkin 30 years ago.
Today, it's a lot easier for an artist, their team, their label, those working on their career, to showcase themselves via streaming to an audience that might not have heard of them otherwise.
But you don't have to be from France to sing in the language. Inspired by songwriters and film directors growing up, Kumi mostly writes and sings in French.
French songs for Japanese people are so exotic and chic.
Chic,
Why do I sing in French? Because at university I studied French, and I started a band with another Japanese woman in Japan, and because we wanted to speak the language. We didn't want to do something a bit boring in Japan, in Japanese, so we created bossa nova music, and we sang in French.
And one of her songs got a streaming boost when the hit Netflix show Emily in Paris included her music.
In the first season, first episode, when Emily arrives in Paris, you can hear my music, called Ce Soir. I'm delighted that this title was used to illustrate when Emily first arrives in Paris.
The series is known for using up-and-coming French artists on its distinctive soundtracks. This Parisian music distribution and publishing company helped place 34 titles in Emily in Paris' latest season alone.
Il faut qu'on réfléchisse un peu, voilà, c'est en anglais, en français, en japonais.
Today, Kumi sits down with co-director Olivier to discuss her next album. Getting picked up and licensed in films, series, adverts or video games can be great for upcoming artists, but also gives a nostalgic boost to some of France's most loved stars. Despite being released 60 years ago, Charles Aznavour's Hier Encore has just been certified diamond after reaching 50 million streams abroad. This after featuring in series 3 of Lupin. Proving that, old or young, language doesn't have to be a barrier abroad.
For a long time, people said that you should sing in English. That's how you will make it abroad. But now, German, Japanese, Mexican, Turkish or American listeners can't get enough of French-speaking music. And actually, you should use authenticity and exoticism to your advantage. That doesn't mean you need to be cliché with baguettes, berets or red wine, but people recognize this French heritage and French language heritage.
Du patrimoine français et en tout cas de la francophonie, je pense.
Which is why the Cité de la Langue Française is paying tribute to French language songs and artists this year. From Stromae to Céline Dion, to the first French hit abroad.
In 1930, Lucien Boyer recorded Parlez-moi d'amour.
Parlez-moi d'amour, redites-moi des choses tendres, votre beau discours, mon cœur n'est pas là de l'entendre.
This song was the first French hit to make it big abroad. Simply because it was recorded by a record company with a branch in London, in New York, in Buenos Aires, in Berlin. They had branches everywhere. So it was played in the same way around the globe. It was really the beginning of globalization.
Since then, and much like the language itself, music styles have evolved. From the classic chanson style of Edith Piaf, who conquered the US market in the 1940s, to the pop R&B tunes of Indila, who had the first French language song to exceed 1 billion views on YouTube. Something achieved by only a handful of French hits, as English still prevails. But for Bertrand Dical, French language artists have something that sets them apart.
French and French language artists in general have two big advantages. The first, the French aura. France is a country of fashion, literature, freedom. It's a country where some say we have the most beautiful women. It's also the country of the French language, a romantic notion of the language, and this romantic image persists today.
Françoise Hardy, une chanteuse que j'aime beaucoup.
Some fans go one step further than just humming along to a favorite tune.
With one of my favorite French songs, Zaz.
An abundance of tutorials exist online to learn the language of love through lyrics.
La chanson
Songs are regularly cited by the Alliance Française as one of the top three reasons why people want to learn French. And interestingly, business opportunities, apart from in French-speaking parts of Africa and some tourist destinations, are not. In general, there are more people who want to learn French because they discovered Edith Piaf, or Françoise Hardy, Stromae, Aya Nakamura, Juliette Gréco, rather than to get a job on a construction site, for example. French songs make the French language desirable.
What's incredible is that with the rise in Francophone artists, you could perhaps see a link with the number of people who listen to French language podcasts. Today, one of the most popular French language podcasts in the world is about learning French. So you could assume that as French music develops abroad, French language podcasts, books, or audio could also progress.
Vont pouvoir aussi se développer.
French content isn't just beneficial for learning the language. It's also soft power. And why the publicly funded Centre National de la Musique, which supports musicians abroad, has seen its budget tripled over the past 5 years. But how can artists make the most of this?
The most important thing to do is to keep singing in French. Continue producing in French, because it's a global market more than ever. So cultural and economic opportunities are bigger than they have ever been.
Ceux qui se